Okay, welcome back, and can we start looking at agenda item 10, please? And the secretary, can you introduce the agenda item, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Agenda item 10 contains a draft provisional agenda for the 31st session of the Court of Examinatories Commission. And this draft provisional agenda has been prepared following the same format for the past sessions of the Commission. At this point of time, the Secretariat is not yet in a position to confirm whether the 31st session of the Court of Examinatories Commission will hold a 5-day session or a 6-day session. It would depend on the expected amount of work and items for discussion, as well as a number of draft standards to be advanced to step 8 or step 5. Therefore, the Directors General of FAO and WHO will again consult the Chairperson of the Commission and determine the number of days necessary to digest the all agenda items, and the final dates will be included in the formal invitation. The venue of the 31st session of the Commission will be in Geneva, preceded by the 61st session of the Executive Committee to be held on the WHO premises. If the decision is taken to hold a 5-day session, it is more than likely that the adoption of the agenda will take place on Friday afternoon, in the afternoon of the 5th day. If this decision is taken to that effect, we would also indicate in the invitation that countries should make necessary arrangements to stay until the end of the session. If there are any questions, the Secretariat will be happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for this information. And can I invite for any comments from the floor? No comments? Then we note New Zealand, please.
Just a quick question in terms of the comment from the Secretariat about the uncertainties around the duration of the meeting. Just to get some clarity around when might members be able to get a clear picture on the duration would be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Secretary, please.
In case where a decision is taken to hold a 5-day session, it will start on Monday, 30th of June 2008, and the meeting will run through, I'm counting, the 4th of July 2008, with the adoption report on Friday afternoon. If the final decision is to hold a 6-day session, the session will start on the same day and run through Saturday, 5th July. Thank you.
Thank you. Secretary Cornetta for Europe, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Secretary, for the information. I think the question is more as to when it will be possible for the delegates to know the duration so that they can get organized.
Thank you, Cornetta. The Secretary, as you said at the beginning, that will be included in the invitation for the session. That will be made clear in the invitation. Secretary, please.
Switzerland is one of the countries we have very, very few numbers of visa or entry problems. However, as has been discussed under one of the former agenda items, the Secretary will attempt to issue the formal invitation as early as possible. Thank you.
Then, as a committee, we note this information and, of course, encourage the Secretary to ensure that these invitations are sent out well in time. and of course also indicate on the invitation as to the duration of the meeting. Thank you very much. Then can we go to the next agenda item, please? Secretary, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The committee has reached the final agenda, substantive agenda items for discussion, which is item 11, other business. During the adoption of the report, the committee agreed on several issues for discussion under this item, as much as time allows. The first item, would be the submission of the document CRD6 from Argentina. The second, I'm just checking my notes. I'm sorry, the proposal was made by Mexico and supported by Argentina. So the first item for discussion would be the matter from Mexico and Argentina, CRD6. The second item would be the proposal from New Zealand regarding the procedures for convening joint working groups of Codex committees. The third item will be the secretariat paper, CRD4, that had been prepared at the specific request of the chairperson. And the fourth item would be the proposal from Tunisia regarding the implementation of Codex standards at the national level. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And can we start with the first one, the CRD6, Mexico, Argentina, and I wonder who is willing to present.
Gracias, señor presidente. Esta presentación está relacionada con un hecho, creo que prácticamente insólito, que ocurrió durante la reunión de la última comisión del Codex Alimentarius, en ocasión de la aprobación de la norma para el queso vegetal. En dicha oportunidad, la delegación de Suiza se opuso terminantemente a la aprobación de dicho estándar, y como resultado de ello, sinceramente a esta altura, al margen de lo que diga el acta de la reunión, no recuerdo exactamente la veracidad de los hechos, quién fue que invocó, si el secretariado, la presidencia o la delegación, los artículos del reglamento de funcionamiento de la FAO. Pero lo cierto es que dichos artículos, que se aplican mutatis mutandis al códex, no se encuentran, no estaban disponibles en ese momento, o al menos los delegados no teníamos el reglamento de la FAO, y por cierto esto lo que generó fue que tuviéramos que adoptar decisiones sin entender debidamente cuáles eran las implicancias que estos artículos del reglamento de funcionamiento de la FAO podía tener. No es intención de Argentina juzgar sobre lo que ha sucedido durante la reunión de la comisión, pero sí queremos llamar la atención respecto de que si estos artículos se pueden invocar en el proceso de toma de decisiones en el Códex, deberían estar disponibles para todos los delegados. Si bien entendemos que cualquier reglamento de funcionamiento o de procedimiento se puede modificar en infinidad de veces, nosotros consideramos que la forma más apropiada es que todos los artículos del del reglamento de funcionamiento de la FAO que se apliquen mutatis mutandis al procedimiento del Códex deberían ir en un anexo dentro del manual de procedimientos, porque esta es la única manera de garantizar que todos los delegados van a tener disponibles estos artículos, porque en general los delegados participan de las reuniones con su manual de procedimientos y si no suelen estar disponibles volúmenes del manual de procedimiento en todas las reuniones de Códex. No seríamos partidarios de que esté disponible la hoja con el texto de estos artículos, pues generalmente nuevos delegados que no hayan estado involucrados en esta cuestión podrían pasarlos por alto. Creemos que si están mencionados en el manual de procedimientos de Códex, deberían ir en un anexo dentro del manual de procedimiento, aclarando que son aquellos artículos a los que se refiere el manual de procedimiento de Códex. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina, for your very clear presentation. And we are fortunate with us here to have the legal counsel of FAO, Mr. Tavis. And can I take the liberty to invite him to sort of give us some insight? Mr. Tavis, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thank you very much for having responded favorably to my request to intervene on this subject matter. First of all, I wanted to indicate that I'm aware that this issue, in a way, occurred because of, to some extent, the absence of the legal office from the last session, or at least from the last day of the session of the Commission, and I wanted to present through you our apologies to the committee. We, in fact, now after a number of years of great involvement in activities of Codex, we in the legal office of FAO, and to some extent this is also the position of our colleagues in WHO, we consider that the Codex has its own dynamics, and in a way we let the proceedings evolve, and we only intervene when we believe that there is an important issue that could raise difficulties of principle for FAO, and it's perhaps our presence should be more systematic in meetings, and we'll try to address this concern. Now, I should like to make three observations in connection with the proposal that has been made by Argentina and by the regional coordinator for Latin America. The first observation is that we agree entirely that this is an issue, that this is an important issue. We have had in FAO, and you see our mandate, unlike the mandate of other organizations, is a very broad one. We have had many situations in the past where we had to administer votes. Our mandate is very controversial at times, or was in the past. We dealt with issues regarding agrarian reform, protection of fisheries, tropical forests, and so we are very much aware that at times it's not possible to reach agreement on a number of matters, and even if now we have a much more consensual organization, we have had situations in the past where we had to apply the provisions regarding voting, and therefore we are very much aware that the issue that has been raised by Argentina and Mexico is a very important one. That's my first observation. My second observation, Mr. Chairman, has to do with how do we go from here on this topic, and we would welcome any suggestions that the committee might wish to make. We are a bit less certain about where to go from here. Should we incorporate the rules on voting of FAO in the rules of procedure? Should we have them, as the proposal was made, at least orally, that they should be made available to the to the delegations? Should we adjust them to the specific needs of Codex? In fact, we are in presence of a set of rules which was adopted in 1957, which has these rules have been interpreted in a different manner depending on the period of time, because the basic texts are a living instrument. You see, in FAO, it's the same with the United Nations. We don't change the basic texts often. We know that in Codex, changes are more frequent. But so, we are a bit uncertain about how we should go about this, and we would welcome any guidance from the committee. We are prepared to take such, we initiate such action as the committee may wish to provide. The third observation, Mr. Chairman, which I wanted to make, is one of substance. And it's the following. We consider that, of course, admittedly, the normal decision-making process and the normal means of decision-taking within Codex is consensus. And this is the position throughout the United Nations, of course, with some exceptions. So we admit that we fully recognize that consensus is the normal decision-making method. But still, voting and consensus are two elements that must be seen together. They are, in a way, two faces of the same coin. And there may be situations where you may need to resort to voting. And in dealing with the subject matter, we should perhaps, and that's an observation of substance, keep in mind that consensus only works if you have a possibility of, at a certain point in time, we quite don't know when, proceeding to a vote. If I can give you an example, and it will be my, I'll finish with this specific example, which reinforces what I have told you. Many references have been made to this independent evaluation of FAO, which was launched. A committee of the conference has been established to agree on a plan of action. And in the context of the preparation of this report, we were consulted extensively by the member of this evaluation team who dealt with governance matters and happens to be very well known worldwide, but also mainly in Latin America. And he asked us a question because at a certain point he was a candidate to the position of Director General of WTO, and he said, but in WTO, countries don't vote, the organization works essentially by consensus. And he asked us a number of, he asked us to provide information on a number of matters, and we prepared a detailed paper in response to this specific question, and we argue that it's true that in FAO we vote on a number of matters. We have statutory votes required for particular subject matters, like the level of the budget. And we consider that we should maintain this situation because we could have a situation where consensus will not lead us anywhere. In the situation of WTO, you can have other means of pressure to induce countries to reach consensus. We know that in WHO, vote is rarer than WHO does not vote as frequently as FAO. So we argued our position, and eventually this was a position that was accepted by the evaluation, although I do not exclude that the rules of FAO on this subject matter could evolve and could be changed. That is, Mr. Chairman, what I wanted to say about this topic, and again, we are prepared to help, as may be required. Thank you.
Thank you, legal counsel. And first, let's, as a committee, appreciate your presence here, and we know you are very much engaged in a lot of other areas, but the fact that you're able to be with us is something we appreciate, and we look forward for seeing you more in our meetings, especially when we have issues that really need your assistance. And again, I think we welcome the presentation from Argentina, and as it has been said by the legal counsel, it's an important issue. And I think it's also important for matter of transparency, which is also one of our cardinal principles in the codex process. So can I open the floor for some comments, please? Japan, please.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the Argentina and Mexico preparing this CRD document and clarification by legal advisor. And I agree, or I have a similar view as the Argentine, and particularly the last paragraph of CRD6, that is the make the FAO rule more transparent. And in the procedural manual in page 55 in English version, it says that the rule 12 of the general rules of FAO, a copy of which will be supplied to all persons, chairpersons of codex. So I think it's more natural that the provisions are supplied to not only chairs but also delegations to share the same rule. And in addition, I should say that other rules, for example, the rules in Roman letter 9, 4 and 1 and 4, and rule 12, 20 to 29, the former deals with the power and duties of the chair, and the latter one is the debate. And it was very, very useful for me while I was conducting the task force on the biotechnology. So it helps the equal chance of intervention for the delegations, and it helps very much to arrive at consensus. And particularly the former one, rule Roman 9:1, it obliges the chair to be very explicit how he or she is conducting the rules. So I really encourage that the FAO or WHO or the Secretariat make this rule, this one more explicit. And I would like to, the other one is rule 5, Roman 5.2. This is have the meeting in the public. So I really encourage this should be not only for this sort of this issue, but for the transparency or arriving at the consensus. And as for the point raised by the Argentina, this is a bit delicate issue, so I am somehow reluctant to speak so directly. But I think in the first paragraph it says at the last line rules 9.4 and rule 12.16, but I think it's not 16 but rather 21, because 16 raised to the voting and 21 is so I think there's I don't know, this may be called some type error or something like this, but it's and at any rate, so rule 12.21 says, I copied from the FAO rulebook, and it says, during the discussion of any matter, a delegation or representative may rise to a point of order, and the point of order shall be immediately decided by the chairman, etc. So the question is whether what happened? I don't reshuffle the matter, but whether that was a point of order or procedure, or it related to the content of the decision which chair had made. So I think in my personal view, the application of this rule 12.21 should be purely applied purely for procedural matters, and for somehow there's some ambiguity. It's somehow dangerous because it may risk the fundamental principle of consensus. So this is my view. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. And United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Chairman. We had one or two procedural questions, but I don't think it would be helpful at this stage to look back, as was the introduction to this item. The question raised by Argentina quite properly was a matter of transparency. Picking up from the legal counsel of the FAO, he made very clear that the basis for proceeding in United Nations organisations is consensual. And I just wonder whether, if we include details of the rules, the FAO rules on voting, what sort of message we're giving to the membership. It makes it look as though we're encouraging them to look at Article 12 and possibly implying that they ought to use Article 12, which is voting. So I think that would be giving the wrong message. I entirely accept Argentina's point about the need for transparency, but I think we've all learnt, perhaps from the summer's events, that we just need to have Article 12 with us in future. But to include it in the procedural manual, I suggest we give the wrong message to the membership, because the message is that we operate by consensus and that voting should be extremely rare. And therefore, I think I would oppose being more transparent in this case by circulating Article 12. I think it goes against the spirit of acting by consensus. Thank you.
Thank you. You United Kingdom, can I invite the legal counsel for some response, please? Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Compartimos parte de lo dicho por el Reino Unido respecto a que cualquier tipo de publicación de esto podría producir el efecto inverso. Pero el tema es, como también han resaltado, que se trata de una cuestión de transparencia. ¿Por qué este artículo se invocó? Y esto se puso sobre la mesa en una situación muy especial. Y nunca creo que muchos países tuvieron la oportunidad de invocarlo, y quizás lo hubieran invocado para cuestiones que eran absolutamente delicadas para los intereses de ciertos grupos de países. Y la realidad es que en realidad lo que queda de manifiesto es que no se le dio la misma oportunidad a todos los países del Códex de poder invocar estos artículos. Entonces, somos plenamente conscientes de que no le haría nada bien al Códex invocarlos, pero el derecho a recurrir a estos artículos tiene que estar a la vista de todos y tiene que estar en conocimiento de todos. Entonces, me parece que el camino no es ocultar estos artículos del reglamento de la FAO que se pueden invocar, sino reforzar en la medida de lo posible todos los esfuerzos para que las decisiones efectivamente se adopten por consenso, pero no ocultar una herramienta que cualquiera de nosotros podríamos utilizar. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. I think what UK was saying is much as there is a full support that this need be known, but the concern was the inclusion in the procedural manual. I think that was the major UK. Legal counsel, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would still wish, in response to the observations made in the debate, to make some comments. And the first of these comments concerns this guide on the conduct of plenary meetings, to which I did not make reference in my presentation. You see, it's a bit in a way a bit strange. When I started following Codex activities, I was informed by Mr. Randall, this was about 1999, that this document existed. It was a compilation of the rules of FAO. It assumes that Codex is within FAO, and it's also within WHO, but certainly there is an assumption that it operates broadly under the institutional framework of FAO, and we would refer to the rules of FAO to deal with subject matters that are not covered by these rules. So this situation exists. Our understanding is that this is useful to the chair. We have no objection to publicizing this document, placing this document in the website, making it widely available to all members. The only observation I would make, the only reservation even I would express, is that our rules, as I mentioned, were adopted on this particular topic, mainly on the voting, but they pre-existed in other respects. Our rules were adopted a long time ago, at the time when the conference of FAO lasted for almost 1 month, where perhaps there were other operating procedures within FAO, perhaps at a time when consensus was not all that important. So this is a useful reference document. We are, of course, prepared to make it available to all countries, to all delegations, but it's important to keep in mind that even these provisions could evolve in the near future as a result of the process in which we are engaged at present. Now, turning to the observations that the questions that have been raised by the United Kingdom and by Argentina, for us, in a way, as legal office, the important point is that the Codex Alimentarius Commission works normally by consensus. There were, and I can say traumatic experiences in Codex in 95 and 97, which led to the adoption of Rule 12, indicating clearly that standards should be adopted by consensus and you can only vote after all efforts have been exhausted to reach consensus. I myself followed the adoption of these rules after review by the Codex Committee on General Principles. So there is an element of exception, of gravity, in recourse to voting. Now, whether we could simply make available this rule, Rule 12, to the participants or to the delegations, or whether we should put them in the manual, in the procedural manual, this is essentially maybe a matter for the Codex, for the Executive Committee. We may keep the matter under review and we'll follow the instructions and the guidance that we'll receive from you. Thank you.
Thank you, Legal Counsel. And again, on the matter of procedures, can we also hear from the Secretariat, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I simply wish to compliment what has been said by the representative of the Legal Counsel of FAO. He did refer to this document, which is entitled Guide on Conduct of Plenary Meetings. And this is a document which presents the general rules of FAO, namely Article 20, in a manner that is easy to be used and to be understood by delegations as well as individuals that handle the chairmanship of the conference and other committees established by conference. And this document is available, publicly available, which is placed on the FAO website. Simply, it is a bit embedded deep in the FAO conference service webpage. But this is basically publicly available. And one option which could be taken would be to include a link to this document within the website of Codex Alimentarius Commission and make it closer to the link to the procedural manual so that the countries can easily retrieve this document from the FAO electronic document depository. A second element is that sometimes the Codex has its own rules to apply in certain situations, and in that case, Codex rules are meant to override the provisions in the general rules of FAO. So still, the readers may require some legal skills to understand how Codex rules of procedure together with FAO general rules apply. So this question is sort of second step question that may need to be addressed at a later time. But Mr. Chairman, the main message is that the document entitled Guide on Conduct of Plenary Meetings is available on the FAO website. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that information. And again, this is also, it's a thought, and I think we can share it with the committee and the council here. And the Secretary, is there a way that we can own this information as Codex? Can we prepare some sort of Codex guide, of course, drawing generously from what we have from FAO and also including what we have as Codex? So for the advantage of the delegates attending Codex sessions. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In fact, the question that you ask seems a very simple one, but it is not, at least for a lawyer. But we'll try, we'll be looking into this. You see, you are in a subject, in an area where whatever you say, whatever you write, is in a way already an interpretation of rules which are designed to apply sometimes in difficult situations. But we are certainly prepared to look into this. And in particular, I mentioned this point a moment ago, our rules, which parallel the rules in force in many other organizations, many of the United Nations, they were defined a long time ago, and they evolved, and the manner in which they have evolved over time, as maybe at times deviated from the letter of these rules. So this is why I also mentioned that there could be a need to adjust these rules, but we would wish to take a prudent approach and consult other organizations. But in fact, we are prepared to look into the possibility of drafting some guidelines which might provide some explanations which would perhaps go in the sense of a specific interpretation of the rules for the situation of Codex. We are certainly prepared to do that. The legal office can, in cooperation with the legal office of WHO, start working on this. But I would be extremely prudent at the beginning regarding the status of this document. It would be, we need to be extremely prudent in whatever we draft. And again, keep in mind that the situation in FAO may change in the next few years, but we are certainly prepared to develop in consultation also with the Secretariat a commentary or some guidelines or explanations on these rules. Thank you.
Thank you, Legal Counsel, and indeed, as a committee, I think we need to appreciate this willingness on the part of the Legal Counsel to work closely with the Codex Secretariat to try to prepare something that we can look at in future to see if it can be of great information or proper information to the delegates and also to the chairpersons with regards to what is to be done in the course of a codex session. Argentina, you want to come back, please?
Gracias, señor presidente. Me parece muy interesante lo que ha dicho el asesor legal. Ahora, en realidad lo que Argentina está pidiendo es que por una cuestión de transparencia aparezcan, estén publicados los artículos que se aplican al procedimiento del Códex. Es legal, es algo, eso es legal. Uno no puede reemplazar eso por la disponibilidad en un sitio web. Yo lo bajé del sitio web de la FAO, pero no lo tenía en el momento de la reunión cuando se invocaron. Y esta es la cuestión central. Si es aplicable a todos los miembros del Códex, porque somos miembros de la FAO, eso tiene que estar disponible. Estoy totalmente de acuerdo en que sería de suma utilidad que el departamento jurídico hiciera una guía de interpretación. Ahora, va a ser una guía interpretativa, pero y su valor indudablemente va a ser limitado, porque si cambiara en algo la forma de proceder, tendría que pasar por la aprobación de la conferencia de la FAO y quizá de la comisión del Códex. Entonces, lo que pido por favor es que separemos las dos cuestiones que se están planteando acá. Una es si los artículos tienen que estar disponibles y en última instancia, si no se lo agrega al manual del Códex, debería haber un librito similar al manual de procedimientos del Códex sobre el reglamento de funcionamiento de la FAO, que estén uno al lado del otro en cada reunión. Eso es transparencia. Si yo invoco un artículo, lo tengo que tener disponible. Otra cosa es que quieran asesorar a los países sobre el buen uso de esos artículos y que cada uno lo tome y les considere como le parezca, pero me parece que son dos cosas distintas. Y en realidad, por último, lo que quisiera agregar es, cualquiera sea la decisión que pueda adoptar el Comité Ejecutivo respecto de esta cuestión, lo que quisiera es que quede constancia de que de lo expresado por Argentina en este documento y de la decisión que adopte el Comité. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. My understanding with the response from the legal counsel was they were going to see or look into ways of preparing a document in consultation with the secretariat. And I would imagine in that very document, they will indicate or write the applicable article or FAO rule and also try to give an interpretation of that article. So there was no way they could prepare just an interpretation without indicating the article. So I thought this was going to be some sort of a well-informative document, and I said, let them prepare it, and we shall have an opportunity to look at it. And at that material time, we can say whether it suits us in the form of a document that can ensure transparency in our conduct of meetings or not. So can we give them the chance to prepare that document, which will indicate the applicable FAO rules? They also try to give an interpretation of that rule. For example, we are talking of Rule 12. They will indicate it. And they also try to give us an interpretation of that rule and all the other rules that can come into play in a codex session. And that's why we said they need to work closely with the secretariat. And we shall have an opportunity to look at that. And we shall also agree as an executive committee whether we want it in the form of a booklet, in the form of, or something else. But that's what my understanding. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One question is whether or not Rule 12 of the General Rules of the Organization should be made available to all delegates, and the answer to this question is very clear, yes. It must be made available to sessions of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. The form under which they should be made available could be a matter for discussion, but we are prepared to make available to the delegates Rule 12 of the General Rules of the Organization, and that is there should not be any doubt in this respect. This will be made available to future sessions of the Codex and Alimentarius Commission. There is a second question, and Mr. Chairman, I fully appreciate that your experience with this particular situation that arose last summer was also an important one, and one that you'd not wish to renew. We are prepared to look into the matter and prepare some notes, but we will be extremely prudent because we'll liaise closely with the Secretariat, and ultimately in this type of matters, if we prepare a document with some indications about the interpretation of the rules, this document must be eventually referred to the Commission. It should be referred to the Commission for some sort of endorsement, or to the Codex Committee on General Principles. This is too serious a subject matter, and we would not shoulder this responsibility on our own. This is something because whatever you say, you are in fact qualifying something that has been approved and a rule that is written. So if this process can be initiated, eventually there will be a need for endorsement by the CCGP, maybe by the Commission, but we would get started and then we would see how we could deal with this matter. It's because I realize, Mr. Chairman, that it's not for the Secretariat to interpret the rules. We can provide some information and some indications, but it will be eventually for the members to decide on what they wish to do. Thank you.
Secretary, and I'm sure Argentina, you can agree that let's give the legal counsel and the secretary opportunity to find ways of putting on a piece of paper all the FAO rules that can be evoked in any codex session, and also assist in trying to put some interpretation notes. And we shall have the opportunity to look at that document, and maybe could we say in our next executive committee meeting? But anyway, the interest of transparency, the area we see that document and agree upon would be of great interest. But of course, in the meantime, as the legal counsel has said, Rule 12, and I hope all the other FAO rules that can be evoked in a case of in an issue in a codex session can also be made available. I think these are public documents, really. They are not confidential. They can be made to all the delegates attending appropriate codex section, session, and we shall appreciate to get, a document compiling all those and some notes on its interpretation, so that we can have a look at it. Can I hear from the other members of the committee? Argentina will come back to you. Coordinator for Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Quizá este también sería un buen momento para aplicar lo que ya tenemos escrito en el manual de procedimientos. En la página 57 de la versión en inglés, en la conducción de las reuniones, dice el último párrafo en esta página 57 que se dará una copia de esta regla 12 de las reglas generales de la FAO a todos los presidentes del Códex y a todos los coordinadores de comité. Yo en lo personal llevo ya varios años actuando como presidente de comité y nunca he recibido una copia de la regla 12 de la FAO. Tenemos otros presidentes de comité aquí presentes, no sé si alguno tenga una experiencia distinta de que si hayan recibido una copia de la regla 12 de la FAO alguna vez. Y esto simplemente refuerza la necesidad de comunicación y transparencia. Quizá el problema de este párrafo es que no dice ni cómo ni cuándo, ni quién debe de darle esas reglas a los presidentes de los comités. Quizás sea un buen momento para hacerlo. Y además creo que la inquietud que tiene, que se ha planteado aquí por parte de esta región, que ha sido esta región como podría haber sido cualquier otra, habla no solo de que esto llegue a los presidentes de comité, como ya dice el manual de procedimiento, sino que se haga del conocimiento de los delegados. Entonces, está bien, damos la bienvenida a la elaboración del nuevo documento que amablemente ofrece la oficina legal, pero esto, como ha señalado claramente la delegación de Argentina, no va en perjuicio de que también se distribuya esta regla y se haga del conocimiento de todos los que participan en una reunión, como muy bien señaló la presidencia. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Coordinator, for Latin America and Caribbean, and I think in his presentation the legal counsel said that the rule will be made available not only to the chairs but to all the delegates. And Secretary, can you also come here, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Because the document is available and it does belong to a public domain, and having listening to ardent request from some member countries to make it even more widely available, Codex Secretariat will undertake to circulate through Codex email list next week and distribute the FAO guide on conduct of plenary meetings. And additionally, of course, this would put financial burden to the host governments of subsidiary bodies. We would liaise with the host governments of subsidiary bodies to print a sufficient number of copies of this guide on conduct of plenary meetings and make those copies available in the sessions of Codex subsidiary body meetings. Thank you. As well as in the Commission.
Can I hear some comments from the rest of the Executive Committee members, please? The Coordinator for Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My mind is just going back to the joint paper presented by FAO and WHO guiding us on some things that they would like to see this Executive Committee take. This matter is very important, as raised by Argentina. They want fairness. They want that information is available. And what has just been indicated by the Secretariat is a way forward to provide information that all who participate in meetings are properly briefed and have the documents they require to take part in the meeting. But the issue of costs is going to be important. I think when this link is provided, all the delegations should be encouraged to print this, rather than putting the task on the governments to do this and circulate. I think we shouldn't do it like that. The information should be provided to all the people who attend meetings. And that is the fundamental matter I think Argentina had raised, that you go to a meeting, this information should be there so that nobody is taken by surprise.
Thank you, Coordinator for Africa, and that's precisely what the Secretary said. He will forward this through the email addresses to all the members of Codex.
and make hard copies available during complex sessions?
Well, our question and our concern as raised by the coordinator for Africa is the need for hard copies and the question of costs. So, in fact, he is advising the emailing alternative rather than making available making hard copies available in the codex sessions. And I hope that is what we can agree as an executive committee, especially considering the already heavy burden incurred by the host countries, and adding another extra burden of making this available in the form of hard copy, we will not be doing justice to the whole codex process. So I would recommend that, as it has been said by the secretary, they will be made available through the codex contact points. And there was also the suggestion that there will be a link in the codex website so that the delegates can also get access or can download the guidelines from the website. And we also welcome the initiative or the willingness on the part of the legal counsel to work in collaboration with the secretariat to prepare a document that will contain all the FAO rules that can be evoked at any one time in any codex session. I think that will be our fair summary of the discussion on this paper from Argentina. And Argentina, I'm sure you want to thank the council for the... Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente, por el tiempo que han demorado en tratar esta cuestión que ha propuesto Argentina. No obstante, señalo que me parece que sería mucho más económico, si estamos hablando de costos, que se incluyeran como anexo los artículos pertinentes, porque de esa manera nos garantizaríamos que estuviera disponible y que nadie tuviera que gastar en imprimir las copias de un documento fundamental de la FAO. Gracias.
Thank you very much for that suggestion. Can we come back to that suggestion when we see what would have been prepared, and we have the opportunity to look at it, and then that material time we can decide on how whatever would come up to this preparation will be made available. Thank you very much. Can we go to the next agenda item, please? And how much time do we have, secretary, because I'm also getting concerned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have still three sub-items on the table, and I don't believe with the 5 minutes left for this last substantive discussion session to be able to touch upon those issues, even one of those. Probably it might be wise to use the remaining 5 minutes to decide when and how to discuss those three remaining items at a later time. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And ladies and gentlemen, we are time constrained. We still have, in fact, 4 items and other business that we cannot discuss. And, 3. So can we agree that we might come back to these items in our next executive committee meeting? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If the committee so agrees, the committee may wish to decide that the remaining 3 items be discussed at the next session of this committee under Item 2, matters arising from the reports of the Commission and the Executive Committee. Thank you.
Can I get a sense of this proposal from the Secretary? I think we're in agreement that the 3 other items pending will be discussed in our next session under agenda item 2. Thank you very much, and I wish to thank all of you for very rich debates throughout the agenda items. And Secretary, with regards to report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Secretariat would expedite the preparation of reports to summarize main points discussed and decided at the present session, and translation will be done overnight, and printing will be done tomorrow morning, and we hope or trust that the draft report of this committee will be available in all languages of the committee by 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, and the adoption of the report shall commence at 2:30. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and now take the liberty to adjourn the meeting until tomorrow, when we shall adopt our report. Thank you very much.